Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Shannon McWhorter for community comment. Joe Biden's approval rating has hit an all-time low amid his re-election campaign launch, according to a new poll released Thursday. The poll, conducted by Gallup, found that just 37% of U.S. adults approved of Biden's job performance as president, the lowest since July 2022, when just 38% said they approved. A whopping 59% of adults said they disapproved. According to Gallup, Biden's approval rating has hovered in the low 40s for the last 19 months, down from a high of 57% immediately after he took office in January 2021. The most recent poll drops his average, 39.7%, over the ninth quarter period of his presidency to below that of former President Donald Trump, 41.6%, during the same time period. When split by political party affiliation, 83% of Democrats, 31% of independents, and 4% of Republicans said they approved of Biden's job performance. Gallup noted that the 31% approval from independents ties his lowest score from the group and is down 9 percentage points from February. According to the poll, Biden's worsening job approval corresponds with Americans' increasingly negative views on the economy. It found that just 16% rate the economy as excellent or good, 37% rate it as only fair, and 47% describe it as poor, an increase from 43% who said the same in March. Just 19% say the economy is getting better, but 75% say it is getting worse. The poll was completed on the day Biden announced he would be running for a second term, despite other polls showing a majority of those in his own party don't want him to run again. It's pretty easy to see why his poll numbers are in the tank. He has reigned over the southern border invasion, the economic disaster in our nation, Afghanistan surrender, China capitulation, attack on our energy independence, and the list goes on and on. It's obvious he is mentally unfit and really is an empty suit with people behind the scenes using him as a puppet to conquer and divide our nation. And let's not forget about the corruption he is implicated in, along with his partner in crime, his son, Hunter. I look forward to a vigorous election as Joe Biden stays in his bunker away from the maddening crowds where he can make mistakes. This is Shannon McWhorter for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.